Originally, we were expecting kind of a split vote, 53 no and about 48 yes. And it turned out to be a complete win of 20 percentage points of the no, which created a sense of relief, if you wish, because we were worried of a split vote in the sense that it may generate more of social unrest. It was a difficult choice because in reality, both answers incorporated wanting to be part of the Eurozone and wanting to be part of the Euro. The distinction is how to go about it, with more austerity or with less austerity.
And your boss, Mr. Varoufakis, who with this resounding victory that he had been campaigning for, turns around and then resigns. Why did he make that decision?
Well, the decision was made after a long conversation and a serious talk with the Prime Minister. And from my understanding and from what Mr. Varoufakis explained, the interest of the government is to have a deal ASAP, and it is also his interest. And the request was basically to do all that with a fresh view. Mr. Varoufakis continues to be part of the team, but he's not going to be in the front line anymore.
So he was effectively sacrificed to placate the Troika, the creditors. Mm-hmm.
Well, I would not say that, and it's a bit of a strong wording, especially after you have such a strong win. But you want to build on the win you have. You don't want to reduce it. So it's important, since we are saying that we want to be part of the Eurozone and the European Union. However, we're saying also that there must be a way to be heard in how we'd like to get out of that crisis. Because for 5 years, we have followed a prescription where we had very little say in it, and we have not been able to see the light at the end of the tunnel. So right now, the request is to please hear our voice. We are not getting out of it. We're getting further deep in it. We're drowning in our own debt.
He, your boss, was one of the most passionate pro-EU voices in Syriza. Is his replacement going to be similarly as passionate?
Well, I'm expecting to be, yes. But, you know, we'll see. I'm expecting it because the line of the government is pro-European Union. And you know what? It's very important to make this distinction as well. This is not a Syriza government we're talking about. The government is a coalition of Syriza and ANEL, independent Greeks. But yesterday's response, yesterday's vote, represents a completely stronger point of view. It's all of, there is not even one bit of the nation that has that has voted yes. If you look at the map, and the no votes have a pink color and the yes votes have a green color, it's all pink. There's not even one corner of the country that has voted in favor of the yes, which tells you that people have something to say. We have to listen to them.
So if staying in the European Union is the thing that you are after, and you can still get that with a no vote, what is it that people were actually voting for? Because a lot has been made of the way in which the referendum question was framed, that of course nobody's going to vote yes to something that actually wasn't on the table.
No, this is okay. This is way too much interpretation. It's very simple. There is one tendency that comes very much from the Europeans and the lenders. That tendency is austerity, 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 and a little more austerity, please. And then we are trying to say, okay, we are going to have austerity. There is no way not to have it. But we need to have a lot of structural reforms in it as well. Otherwise, we will never get out of the growth. We will never get out of the crisis to a growth pattern. And in that mix, we will also like to talk about debt relief or debt restructuring or debt refinancing. You can call it whatever you want to call it. That will allow for the full amount of debt to be led to a sustainable debt.
And a potential new deal is more likely without your boss, Mr. Varoufakis.
My boss is the Greek government. My boss is still there.
Your line manager isn't.
My line manager, line manager again is my prime minister. So I'm responding to him. Frankly, the prime minister made a very smart decision. Had a long meeting of all the representatives of all Greek parties that are in the parliament, and all together gave their hands to go forward for this deal. So this deal is the deal of the Greek people.
Do you suspect that the reaction that we're seeing here, particularly from people like Nigel Farage, who is saying that this vote represents the fact that the EU is now sort of crumbling around us, and that is, from his point of view, I suppose, probably a good thing. You clearly don't share the same view.
No, I don't share the same view.
It can't strengthen the EU, can it, this vote?
Well, this vote is not related to the EU. This vote is related to Greece alone, to the Greek GDP and the Greek debt-to-GDP ratio. It's very much related to every independent...
But with all due respect, it is European countries who are financing that, so it is related to a lot more than just Greece.
Correct, but I don't disagree. The vote, however, was not asked to be done by other European members. It was asked to be done only by the Greeks. So it is. You cannot ask a Greek from Tripoli to provide you a response to something much bigger than what he's asked to respond to. His response is, do you want to have this deal or not?